Well, good morning, and thank you for joining us today on Tetelestai. We are looking at the evidences for the possibility of the loosing of the evil one that is spoken of in Revelation chapter 20, where he goes up to make war, a final battle against the people of God, and just examining to see, is it possible that that has already begun and may have started quite a while ago, maybe even in the last century? And because, again, we're not told how long all of this will take, how much time will transpire from the loosing to the gathering of the army to the final onslaught against the people of God. We're not told that. I'm sure there is a buildup, without a doubt. This isn't something that just happens in a day. And we're just looking at the possibility with the evidence that we are trying to set out before everyone that this period of time leading up to the return of the Messiah, have we entered into that? Are we in the birth pang process right now? And it certainly seems that we are. It certainly seems that things have shifted, but we don't know. Only God knows the time of his return. But Jesus did say we would be able to observe the things that are happening around us and have a good idea of the season of time when we would be certainly needing to get ready for the final battle. Exhibit A was the moral conditions of the world currently. Exhibit B was the spiritual condition of the church currently. Exhibit C had to do with persecution against the body of Messiah in the earth and how that has exponentially increased just in the 20th century alone. And then yesterday we talked about persecution against the Jewish people. Satan hates the Jewish people, and the persecution that really began in earnest in the late 19th century, early 20th century, the pogroms that started happening across Europe, then of course ultimately the genocide of the Jews, 6 million of them under the reign of Hitler and the Holocaust. And anti-Semitism has always been around, but it is certainly increasing, and we've seen it increase even in our own day with the attack of Hamas against Israel back on October the 7th, 2023, and the anti-Semitic vitriol that has spewed out from all over the earth. It's just been amazing and shocking, sad in so many ways. One of the things that we do know is that, Israel coming back into the land in 1948 certainly is a matter of evidence, for sure. We've talked about the different exhibits. Well, this is definitely one exhibit. God brought his people back to the physical land of Israel in 1948. And people, the Jewish people, have been coming, gathering from all over the earth, returning there, and are steadily flowing into the land, just as the scriptures said that they would. God did exactly what he promised he would do in restoring his people to the land. Now, that work is not yet complete. It will not be totally completed until Messiah returns, but he has got them there. And that's a miracle in and of itself. And then the land, the transformation of the land, the way that the fruitfulness of the land, the fruitfulness of the people. I mean, it is evident that this is a supernatural thing. This is an act of God, them coming back to the land. God working and orchestrating all of the situations and circumstances out to get them there. It's evidence of his hand at work, but it's also pointing to the fact that we are nearing the end of days, the end of this period, this epoch of time, this eon of time, and getting ready to move into the ages to come, as the Apostle Paul refers to them in the book of Ephesians. One thing that is beyond a shadow of a doubt is it standing with Israel in the last days, or standing with the Jewish people in the last days, will be a test of our faith as believers And we will be judged by our response and how we have treated them. Now, obviously, how we treat our fellow man, period, is going to be a matter of judgment when we face the Lord. And how we related to others. Did we do it in a Christ-like and in a godly way, or an unchrist-like and ungodly way? But it's Jesus seems to indicate in Matthew 25, he says that in verse 31, that when the Son of Man comes in his glory and all the angels with him, then he will sit on his glorious throne and all the nations will be gathered before him. He will separate them from one another, just as the shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. And he will put the sheep on his right, but the goats on his left. And then down in verses 41 through 45, it says, he will say also to those on the left, go away from me, you cursed ones, into the everlasting fire, which has been prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, you gave me nothing to eat. I was thirsty, you gave me nothing to drink. I was a stranger, you didn't invite me in. Naked, and you didn't clothe me. Sick and in prison, and you did not visit me. Then they too will answer, saying, Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty or a stranger or naked or sick or in prison and did not care for you? Then he will answer them, saying, amen, I tell you, whatever you did not do for one of these, the least of these, my brothers, you did not do it for me. Now, a lot of people will read that passage, obviously, and say, that really has to do with how we treat other people. But notice that Jesus is talking about the nations being gathered before him. The nations are being judged as nations, particularly on how they treated his brothers. Now, is he referring to the body of Messiah? Are there good nations, goat nations, sheep nations? Are we talking about believers and non-believers? There's probably a little bit of both in it, but the fact is, how we have treated the Jewish people will impact us as a nation. It is. God even told Abraham, look, I'll bless those who bless you, and I will curse those who curse you. It doesn't mean that everything that the Jewish government does is right. It doesn't mean that they are justified in what they do. It doesn't mean that they are, they can operate carte blanche before God and get away with anything simply because they're the Jewish people. No, that's not what we're saying at all. They're still held to a standard of God's word. They're still have to live by and dealt with by a standard of truth and justice and the covenant that God has with them as a people. And they will be judged by those things, especially how they've related to the Messiah, their own Messiah, Yeshua. But there is a sense in which we have a responsibility to bless them and how we can bless them. It doesn't mean we don't stand up if they're in the wrong. We do. God doesn't tell us to just roll over and let them get away with whatever they want to. It's not what he's talking about. But we are called to love and support his people, encourage them, steer them, point them toward Messiah, as we are to everyone. But there is something about how we relate to them as a people, the Jewish people, and how we treat them. Remember, your king, if you are a follower of Jesus, is a Jew. Your God, who sits upon the throne of creation, the throne of the universe, is a Jew. He is 100% God, but he's also 100% man. And the man, Christ Jesus, Yeshua, was born to Jewish parents, and he is a Jew. And the Jewish people have a place, a special place in his heart, and he is not done with them yet. And so it's, if you in the last days make a choice to support, to stand with, to protect the Jewish people, it will cost you. It will cost you, just like it did for the Germans or the Poles or anyone else who sought to protect the Jews under Hitler. It cost them. But there's also a promised blessing in doing so. And however God leads us to serve the Jewish people as our neighbor, to love them as we love ourselves, That goes for everyone. I'm not saying it doesn't. But again, there is a unique responsibility and calling that we have to support, to pray for, to love the people of God, the Jewish people. And I would encourage you to do that and understand that standing with them, moving into that final battle during that final period, because anti-Semitism is going to get unleashed in this world like you've never seen before. And the genocidal acts that are going to be being carried out, not just against the body of Messiah, the Lord Jesus, but against the Jewish people as well, will require us to stand up for them. We need to stand up, period, for the marginalized. We need to stand up for the persecuted, period, for people who are being unjustly treated. We are called to do that as believers. But when you do it for a Jewish person, when you do it and stand up for the nation of Israel in the last days, it is going to cost you. But understand, you will be rewarded handsomely by your Messiah for doing so. All right, we'll continue tomorrow looking at more evidence. We've already seen Exhibit A, the moral condition of the world currently. Exhibit B, the spiritual condition of the church. Exhibit C, persecution against the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. Exhibit D, persecution against the Jewish people. And then Exhibit E, the restoration and founding afresh of the nation of Israel and them coming back into the land in 1948 is a definite piece of evidence. May the joy of the Lord be your strength, and Lord willing, we will see you again tomorrow.